Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Meritor's Unit Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, with school coming up in what seems like a couple of weeks, you said that you got some stuff about some healthy food options for lunches for people to bring.
Yes, so it's hard to believe, but it's true. Back to school season is here, and if your household is a lunch packing household, it's important to think about providing a nutritious meal that you know is going to fuel your child, but also that your child is going to actually enjoy and eat. So the key, of course, as with any food menu planning or anything, is planning ahead. So take the time to think about and maybe brainstorm with your child or children, you know, what do you want? What do you like? What do you want to see in your lunches this year so that you're not buying things only to throw them away? It's helpful to, you know, prep as much as you can the night before, make as much as you can the night before, do all that planning ahead. You know, have the right containers that are going to fit in your lunchbox and that are going to be easy for your child to open and manage. May help you cut down on the amount of baggies that you use. Get your kids involved not only with the planning, but also the packing, the getting things ready, whether it's washing things, making the sandwich, whatever might be going on. You know, when kids are invested, it's going to help them, you know, not only appreciate that lunch more, but hopefully eat that lunch rather than having it go in the trash. The big thing is on the nutrition, try to think about how to pack the most nutrition in there. So think about all the food groups. Think about the protein, the carbohydrates, and then the vitamins and minerals that fruits and vegetables provide. So fruits and vegetables, you know, fresh are always easy and great options, but also canned or dried. They have fruit in pouches now. Even frozen fruit can help keep your lunch cold and be thawed by lunchtime. So those are all great fruit and vegetable options. Try to think outside of just fresh and look at canned, frozen, dried, or the pouch options. With dairy, a lot of times, you know, they can get a milk at school, but yogurt and cheese are great calcium options. And sometimes, you know, a child that won't drink milk can still get some great calcium through yogurt or cheese. Grains, that's your energy food. Think about a whole wheat bread, an English muffin, different crackers, tortilla. You know, you can make a wrap, pita. Maybe they're pasta eaters and like pasta. And then on your protein, it doesn't have to be a meat, but deli meat is a great option, chicken, but also things like cottage cheese, nut butters, hard-boiled eggs. Protein is so important, and, you know, often kids are not getting enough of those proteins to help get them full and to dinner time. So just some things to think about as you're getting ready for school. Involve your kids, plan as much as you can, prep as much as you can, and, you know, really think about how you can make that meal as nutritious as you can for your kids. Don't forget to hydrate as well. Water bottles, you know, there's all kinds of water bottles out there now that kids like, and that really helps kids not only stay hydrated, but have kind of a fun drink container that they'll use throughout the school year.
Ton of great options, and that's coming up just around the corner. Crazy to even think about. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.